Welcome to another installment of That's Not the Point podcast. I'm your girl Natasha, and across the way is my girl Gio. Hey, what up, G?
Hey, what's going on, Tosh? How you doing?
Good, good, good. It's been a minute.
It has been. I missed you.
I know I missed you more.
It's so cute. No, guys, we talk all the time, okay? We talk all the time. And some conversations are like, we should save this for the pod. And
I know.
but
Talk
we
time.
just we start yapping and oh, I don't want to get into J-Lo right now because you love her, right?
I love and I hate her. Like, I love her and then I get sick of her because I love her so much, but I can't. I don't know. It's a
Same.
weird, yeah.
Same, 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 same.
Wait, what's
And
going
we
on with J-Lo?
I just remember like in the times she looked at your face. You're like, oh yeah. She was like, I didn't want this. I didn't want this in my life. So we're talking about J-Lo now. Let's just skip
Yeah,
Puffy.
okay.
But let's just say around that time I was out a lot. And I remember the buzz on the street was about Puffy and J-Lo and weapons. And the clubbing and
Yeah, her
everything.
famous bandana picture. Oh
Yes,
no, that was
yes.
when they went to the VMAs or something. She had
Yeah,
like that
yeah.
white outfit. Yeah, it was around that
I
era.
freaking love her because this girl did whatever she could with her mediocre talent. I love her so much. I love her. Let me disclaimer, disclaimer, I love her very much. However, she's just the best dancer ever.
She is.
She's a
I
group.
love how much she loves herself.
Right.
Like after she belts out something and she like looks like, oh yes, it was like maybe like a five at best, and she's like as if she just delivered the anthem of all anthems, but like she's good, like no one hates on her for it.
They do.
They do?
They do. So as of recent, because you know, these TikTok streets, I'm not really on TikTok, but I see videos somehow. But anyway, so the real girl who sings, Don't Be Fooled by the Rocks That I Got,
Yeah.
right? She came and said how she did the back vocals for all the. She's a very beautiful Puerto Rican girl from the same name. Oh no, she's from Connecticut. So she's the one who sang the vocals, and she was supposed to have a career. And as the music industry goes, there's only room for one particular person at that time. So J-Lo had a lot of cachet. She was in Janet Jackson video that you remember her from that. Then we remember her from A Living Color. So she had a lot more cachet than this girl. This girl had no fame. So whatever, but when she sang it, I was like, "That's really her." I forgot her name, but I was like, "Oh no!" Because for years it was always like Ashanti was her backup singer, and Christina Amelian. What's her name? Who's with?
Oh, yeah, Christina Milian.
So it's really interesting now. So this not so bright woman decided to have a documentary called "This Is Me Now."
I
No,
know it's
I have
tanking.
not seen it. I won't.
I don't know about the documentary, but her new singles, I feel like it all tanked. Like, oh, she had to like cancel tour dates because of sales, and it's not good.
It's embarrassing. Why can't you just leave good enough alone?
Or just do your classics, do your hits.
Yo,
If
did
you
you? I'm sorry. I'm sorry to
go
interrupt you.
ahead.
There's a spoof going around. She has one of these scenes where she's working out the gym, that she sits at the end of the bench at the gym. She's like, this reminds me when I used to. She's playing with her hair. It's all like frizzy, whatever. She has very straight hair. Okay. I don't know what she's trying to talk, say. Like she has like, thick urban hair, whatever, black. No. She's like, this reminds me when I was a kid running up and down the street in the Bronx, just like running from the cops. No, she didn't say that, but it was just, it was like, so some girl made a video and she's like, I'm sick of this woman. We went to high school together. She's like, please stop using the Bronx and us as a part of your whatever your villain story, whatever they were just saying. They were like your origin story. She's like, you weren't in the Bronx like that. We went to Catholic school, and she's like, this is what you looked like. She had like that. She had a haircut. She had a pixie almost in high school. And she's like, when were you ever running down the block? What are you talking about? Like I died. Okay, she still looks good. She looks amazing,
Looks
and
great. She had like a cropped turtleneck on the other day with her abs. I was like, we get it. You look
yeah.
great. I got it. I got it.
I think she was like on the low, the first Ozempic recipient.
Ozempic.
Yo, when you told me the theme song for Ozempic,
Yes.
I said, how is that not going to
It's
stay in our
so
brain?
catchy, but it's because it's
I can't believe it. I was like, no, you can't have people walking around singing that like it's normal. And then
Yeah.
I was telling Tasha off pod that, and correct me if I'm wrong, anybody, that here in Germany, at least I know that you cannot advertise for medications during television hours. And I think for politics as well. I don't think politicians are allowed to buy up commercials, you know,
Oh,
either,
okay.
which it's weird. We live in a culture like it's like we need our freedoms and we want access to everything, but some access is not good for us.
No.
Everybody diagnoses themselves because of a commercial they saw
Right.
and they think that they have it and wasting resources, wasting time. Not saying sometimes it is for good because you may not have known you had a certain condition, but like we're all trying to, I don't know, curate our conditions to match that particular medicine on TV. So I think that's the problem. You know, does that make sense? It's like,
Yeah.
well, I have that. I have 7 out of 10 of that. And now you're like, whatever. But it's bad. But that's not the point. The point is Ozempic. Ozempic is finally having some setbacks. And I'm not saying that I'm happy. I'm not. Anybody who's having complications, I'm so sorry. It's my jealousy talking. I wish I can get it. Ain't no German doctor prescribing that around here anytime soon. But guess what? Guess what? Guess what?
What? Tell us.
Weed, guys. Marijuana. Mary Jane. The flippity dippity. I don't know. That's not a name for it. the zippity and the doodah. It is legal here now in small amounts. I don't know what grams are, but there's a certain amount of grams that you're allowed to walk around with in your pocket, like, ooh, like this is what I do. Well, I can't wait to see how it works because as I smell people when it wasn't legal, I smell people with marijuana on their person all the time because
Yeah.
marijuana smells so strong these days. So now it's gonna be like an aroma in the streets. It's gonna be like New York, right?
Yeah, it's everywhere. You smell it everywhere. When I go into the city, which is not very often these days, but it's everywhere.
Yeah.
Like you see everyone vaping. Actually, it's so funny. The other day, Sunday, we ran to the grocery store. And there was like a mom and her daughter. Mom was pushing a little baby in a cart. Daughter was pushing another little baby in a cart. And the older mom is just like hidden, like vaping, which I'm assuming, I don't know if it's like nicotine or what, but she was like, so it's like the two of them with the two babies and like vaping while they're, it's like very common. It's like, what are you gonna do?
You didn't smell what the aroma was?
No, I didn't. They were too far.
It's so crazy to me. I never thought I'd see the day, really. I mean, it was like always this utopian dream where, you know, marijuana would be legal and stuff. And I mean, if it's smoked well, smoked in the right settings, it's good. I've been reading, looking, listening to a lot of people who are talking about like psychedelics and what it does
Yeah.
for them and stuff like that. I'm really impressed with that. I think the conversations need to happen a lot more. A lot of anxiety and stuff for people that are having, they're like, oh, I do ayahuasca and I have no more anxiety anymore. And I'm like, where do they sell ayahuasca? I want to know. I used to be so nervous when I was younger about taking trips, those kind of trips. A hallucinogenic trip, catching my drift. I used to be so scared, like, oh my God, my brain's not going to come back. But my brain's so far gone,
Half
like,
much.
just over the years. I'm like, what's it going to hurt? I'm really strongly into this phase now where they tried to take happiness from us. And I am just to keep, you know, population under control. And I feel like when people who are like atheists or people who are just agnostic or not sure, every time I talk to someone and they have some kind of experience on a trip or somehow, they always find a God element inside of the trip. There's no name for it. There's no whatever. They just have a bigger sense of self. And no, I'm not saying that right. A bigger, something's greater than them is
Yeah.
like always. I'm like, what's it like? They're like, oh, it's not like, oh, I saw God. I just got really in touch with the whole scheme of this planet and how it works. I don't mind that. I like this so far. Do you?
I don't know how I feel about it because I feel like it's comparable to alcohol, right? Weed is. But I feel like shit, I don't have a plat I don't really have like anything to talk on because I've never partook or
I'm
taken.
we're gonna we're when I come back
I'm
to the
still waiting
States,
for the day.
edibles, we're gonna do edibles together and maybe get Big Al involved, who knows, if he wants. I always feel like I've seen so many friends that I know still who are still around in the blocks, you know, back home, who are my age, even older, who never, like, they're stuck in their teenage years of smoking blunts every day and listening to music and be like, I'm working on my album, which I do all the time. So I think I'm one of those as well. The stuff we used to talk about when we were in our 20s, I wrote a script, my friend wrote a script, and he didn't do anything with it, and or whatever the case is, and he's still doing that stuff now. That's a problem. I feel like once you're established, weed is a really good pastime for vacation. It's really good. Sometimes it's medicinal for some people, but it's not like alcohol. There's
No.
no violence in it. I think alcohol brings violence. I think alcohol brings a different set of emotions than weed does. I think it can make just people angry, makes people cry, makes people. I ain't never seen nobody high on marijuana just crying. Never once in my life. It just doesn't happen, you know? And the sloppy way people talk to each other, like, you know, in bar fights, you just don't have those sensibilities when you're high. You're just so much more relaxed. All your anxieties are kind of, and that's the thing. Like, I used to smoke with people. I don't think I really trusted them. People, I just got bad vibes from people. And then that would always be enhanced. So I'm very curious to see how that works. But I wanted to tell you, I had dinner recently with an not American couple, but my husband's colleague and her husband. He's German, and we were just talking about all different kind of stuff. And it was weird because he's actually from here, which is really weird. It's rare to find people born and raised in the Berg, but it's just really funny. I mean, I don't want to say he's xenophobic, but he gave hints of it. Not towards me, but in general. And it was kind of interesting because I think that, like, out of conversations that I've had and dinners I've had with different people, it was like really the first time I heard in person xenophobic talk. It was really interesting to me. I was like, he needs weed. That was the point of that story, by the way, to be like, this guy needs a chill pill. I think that's what chill pills are. I think it's some weed. No, he was really interesting though. They were an interesting couple. You know what? I hate people who sit there and tell me, oh, I don't watch TV. Then I'm like, what do we have to talk about? Okay. I'm not gonna get into politics with you. I'm not gonna get into
No.
religion. We just met. So
Right.
most people, the
So
biggest
what'd you
thing on
talk about?
actually we did get into a little bit of politics and we got
You
it.
did.
She was talking about her experience here and stuff like that. And her life living here. And it's so funny, she's been here since like for a long time. And she was talking about the scene, what it used to look like here and all that kind of stuff. And then we talked to two, and she's older, and she has elderly parents. And she was, you know, her concern about being so far away. We kind of both shared that. So that was kind of interesting. But so far, I was just like, it was a drag. And I'm sorry, but my husband was just like, oh, she's hating this dinner. I was like, you know it. I was like, let me finish. And then the food was terrible. They suggested, I was like, well, let us pick the restaurant, man. Okay. You lived here how long? And this is the best place you could find? Get out of here. Scram. I was like, it was terrible. It was Indian food. It was the worst. It was like, it looked good, but when you taste it, it wasn't made with the love of a someone's grandma in the back. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't, it was really commercialized Indian food. That's what it tastes like to me.
Oh,
Like
that's not good.
all the flavors that you're looking for were just so mild. And I was like, nah, man, this is mid, yo. This is mid. The kids are saying that back home. Did
Yeah?
you? Yeah, they're like, this is
No.
mid.
This is
Oh,
mid.
man,
Okay.
this is mid.
I gotta learn.
Yeah. It's so great. Mid is great. It was like, oh, it's mid. It's so cool. I think it's such a
Not
great word.
fire. Is fire out?
That's the opposite of, no, it's just to the right of mid. No, I don't
No,
know
I
what's
know, but is fire still in?
Absolutely.
It
Everything's
is.
fire.
I still am a
Yo.
whack girl. I don't know.
You still say whack? Is that what you said?
Yeah. That's my favorite
Me
word
too.
in the
It's a
English
great
language.
word. It's a
It's a
great
great
word.
word.
It's a
I want like a
great
shirt
word.
that just says whack.
Whack. Do it. TM, TM, TM. We trademarked. She's doing it.
Yeah, I'm doing it.
How many things have we trademarked on the show? I think we need to go through our episode.
T-shirts.
T-shirts.
I want a big ass water bottle like you have.
Yeah, I know, with our faces.
Yeah.
I know, I know. I swear, just you just become a little competitive with yourself. You know what I'm talking about, guys? You know those
Wait,
like
so
big.
how much is that actually?
Ask me again. I have no freaking clue.
I don't do
Okay.
measurements either. I don't
I
do inches, centimeters, quarts. I can't measure anything.
Oh, it probably says it on the bottom. We're talking about, you know, the it's a gallon, of course,
It's a
it's a gallon.
gallon. Of course,
It's
it's
a
a gallon.
gallon. It's a gallon bottle and it has like
So how many
you
cups is a
fill it to the
gallon?
top. Go
Where's no, who's our intern?
Johnny, isn't it Johnny?
Johnny,
Johnny,
Johnny, Johnny's
y'all.
on spring break.
I think I'm gonna contact you. Remember I met someone, he's from our city, our town.
Yes.
I think I'm gonna ask him if he
Okay.
I haven't talked to him in months.
That's all right.
I'd be like, what's up? You working? What you doing? What's up? Because as everyone knows, I don't have the brain capacity. I cannot sit down.
No, we need a Johnny.
I cannot sit down. Something's wrong with me. I should be so skinny from the amount of ways I cannot sit down.
We need a Johnny,
I
our
cannot
intern.
focus. I gotta be on the move. And you're extremely busy. And oh, it's crazy. I know it's like an excuse. I've had to do things. To finish school, I had to like be medicated because I cannot sit down. I'm like, I have birds and I don't know.
Birds and butterflies and wind and leaves.
I'm telling you, a teacher, a professor, whoever, they're talking about one subject. They say one word from that sentence. I'm on that word and I go down a whole rabbit hole of that word and I'm so lost from the original concept and the thought that they were talking about. By the time I leave that class, I'm so far gone. I'm like, oh, reel me back. And I have to ask you, I'm like, you took notes because I couldn't.
Right. Well, you're gonna are we talking about your incident with your doctor person?
Should we save
I
that
don't
for
know,
the
we can
next
save
one?
it. It's up to you.
We can say we
When we
are we
have
doing?
a medication sponsor.
No, I mean I could talk about it in the next half of our episode if you want. I mean, I think it was kind of bananas. I'll tell you guys, we'll tell you about the situation. I think it's really, really funny. All I'm saying is that healthcare, mental health care is a universal problem. Okay. Getting access to adequate mental health care. And you could talk about this, obviously.
I
And
mean,
just
I'm a young, fairly young. Oh, so no. I'm
yeah,
a
you're
fairly
young.
healthy person who works, and I pay privately for health care, and it's thousands of dollars. And we
There
should
you
be protecting those that are like proactive, that are the healthiest. And it's always been that way. When I was in school, like you think we should be like, okay, like not that we should be choosing these people to like protect more. Like everyone needs protection and like parity and like equal access. But like you would think there would be some form of help or it wouldn't be so much money. But as a single woman to pay thousands of dollars and to have mediocre coverage.
Yeah, that's crazy.
It's crazy, and I hate using that word, but it like makes me so
Yeah,
mad.
yeah.
Thousands of dollars a month.
I think people in the healthcare profession should get a special insurance, no matter
See,
what.
I don't even
You don't like
necessarily
that?
agree with that. I mean, I think healthcare should just be better in general, you
Yeah.
know? But it's like I mean, I know there's always going to be people that work the system, so like I hate kind of going down that argument, but at the same time, I just feel like I know so many people in similar positions that are like whether they're students or professionals, and it's like, I mean, not that there should be, yeah, I guess I'm almost like it sounds like I want like special treatment, but I don't want special treatment. I just think healthcare just needs to be better.
I
It
think why I
needs.
say that is essential workers like this, but you guys are the front line to working with people who have serious issues. And if you're stressed, you can't be effective,
Right.
right? So this is why I feel like doctors and nurses and therapists and I feel like you guys are just in a different branch. And I feel like you carry the world of the weight of everything on you guys. Since you guys are the front line responders, you should have special access. That's how I feel. And we
Yeah.
could continue this conversation
We will.
going. Yeah, we could, you know, we'll just change the world. That's what we'll
Yeah,
do.
that's what
Yeah.
we'll do.
Yeah, that's what we'll do. That's the goal. That's what we're trying to tell you. So on the next half, yeah, we'll talk about it.
And we're back.
How was your short break?
It was good. It was good. It's a beautiful. We haven't talked about the weather. We usually give weather updates. It's
Very
beautiful
good.
here today. Tomorrow will not be, but today it is.
Yeah, I've been hearing that you guys have gotten good weather. Our weather is very spotty. You just
Yeah.
never know what's going to happen. It's clear skies right now, but it rained all day.
Really?
But yeah.
I thought it was going to be nice there today too.
Not around here.
Maybe you'll get the sun tomorrow. Maybe there's like a delay. Tomorrow we're getting rain.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I was really non-productive today, actually. I had a bunch of errands to run, and I did not because of the rain, and I have to stop doing that. Anyway. But in all seriousness, there's like an elephant in the room since you and I had been didn't speak on this, at least on pod, but I want to dab into it
Okay.
and see what you feel. And if you want to jump back out, we'll do that.
How is
Okay.
it?
Well, there's so many things. It could be anything. But I was like, I didn't think we were going to cover it just because I thought it would like fizzle out. But I feel like it's going to keep growing. And I just want to just make a comment or two comments or several about it. Okay. I feel like, how can I say that? Like, I'm like the whole Diddy thing. Okay. Can
The whole
we? Do you
what?
want
No.
the whole Diddy thing? Diddy.
Oh, okay. Here we go.
Yeah, here we go. I feel as if I'll just say this. I just feel like he's a mess, and I all these like things are culminating at the same time. But people have always spoken in New York or whatever, tri-state, whatever. Puffy may be, weird.
I'm going to reserve comment until it
Yeah.
all comes out. I mean, I remember like getting out of the pool, like more money, more problems. Like the countdown is on. We got to watch the video. Like we
Right.
got to go. It's like 4 o'clock. It's like number one. Or like staying up when he was doing interviews on Hot 97. Like I thought he was like just so. And then he was dating Jay. Yeah. So it's. But you're right. There's always been like rumors and stuff. I don't know. I don't know what to say.
As you were saying that, and you were like timelining your specific memories with Diddy, like I felt the same nostalgia too, like going to Cancun for spring break and like New York music comes on and your high school is from New York and you're like, what? Like, you know what I mean? It's like
Yeah.
your thing. You own that moment and you felt like all these rights to the song. And when you're saying that about your memories, I'm sitting there going, Bill Cosby did the same. Those memories now, where do they go?
True. That's a sad point. I know.
People don't realize, like, you do shitty things. So many people are affected by, I mean, crazy, crazy. Now I'm mad about that all over again.
I told you always get mad. I'm like, keep it light, and then you get mad, but I'm like, I know it's upsetting. But
I
we
don't.
gotta talk about it though, right?
Yeah, we're gonna, yeah, we have to, like, really. I'm very, listen, you know what the bigger thing is? The bigger thing out of all of it, the bigger take is we have to stop looking to celebrity
Yeah.
for anything in our life. Anything like we keep trying to model our lives. And I'm not saying everyone, and I do, that's another reason I was so happy moving here. One of the reasons is I don't think that people here are as celebrity obsessed
Obsessed.
as, like, you know what I mean? They know the same people we know, obviously, from our states, and then they have their own celebrities and they laugh about it or whatever. This guy was on this show. Like, they have their own little Hollywood situation happening in Germany. And it's like, but still, all in all the movies are pretty much American movies that, do well here, or you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Which is totally unfair. I think that that's crazy.
I was
But
gonna I was gonna say what goes up must come down, right?
Yeah. Is that the case? But does everybody experience it? Because I have
No,
names of
not
people.
everybody. I mean, I would hate to be that cynical too,
Right.
but that's what, but isn't that what stardom and being a celebrity can do though? Like if you're not grounded enough or if like money doesn't last forever, like your height start, like it doesn't, your publicity, that doesn't last forever.
On an individual basis, yes, you're talking about the individual celebrity. I'm talking about the sub like celebrity culture. Like even everyday moves, things that we purchase, things that we buy, was any of it because it was like a celebrity endorsement? Is this a celebrity engagement? Like what do you call it? Attachment, you know, if that makes sense. Like if you go buy a bottle of alcohol and a celebrity you know is attached to it. This is a part of a brand. You know what I mean? This is crazy. There are like 75 celebrity tequilas out there.
I know.
What is that? So, I mean, I don't care about that kind of stuff, but some people do. And some people, for the simple fact, I remember when Jessica Simpson stuff came out,
Oh,
and I was like,
yeah.
what? Who's
It was
buying this?
Suna, it was everything.
She's a billionaire.
I know her clothing line. I hate to admit it.
The celebrity culture really, really has such a significant place in American life, everyday American life. It just does. There's no way to avoid it. Dunkin' Donuts, whatever the case is, there could be something. Ben Affleck now.
Oh,
Remember?
yes, I was gonna say the spoof. Yeah.
Okay. Something in your life from morning till dusk. You know what I'm saying? You come across something. And I think
Yeah.
that that's so crazy. And to be like, oh, I don't even have a TV. I'm like, still, stop. I'm like,
I would
who
love to be one of those people that was like, I don't ever watch television. Like, I sit around and read books and ponder the meaning of life. Not,
No.
no shade, though. I mean, I think that's great, but I just, not that I watch a ton of TV now. I don't do much of anything now.
Oh, don't say that.
But
I mean, I don't have the attention span to sit down and read a book because when you sit down and read a book, that's all you can do. You can't like vacuum at the same time. I like to listen to like audiobooks or podcasts because
yes,
I
you
get to
do.
do some, yeah, you know this. I get to do something physical while listening to the information. So that's how my brain works. I cannot focus on one thing at one time. So, but no. We're talking about like broken dreams of celebrities and like our celebrity attachment. I just feel like it's sad. It's really, really sad. Like you used to watch a lot of reality shows, right?
I used to watch like the
Yeah.
Housewives franchise. I mean, and like all of like the girl, like the wives franchise.
Right.
Not just the Housewives, but like Basketball Wives, Mob Wives, all that stuff. And then I stopped for a while. And now I guess it's still on, but
Right. I love how we got to the point where even, I don't know what list they're called, like from the ABC, the BravoCon people, like Bravo Celebrity. I don't know their rankings, but even they are like getting their endorsements and getting their stuff. And it's like weird to me. Like, I just think it's so crazy how reality show stars can also become stars, I guess.
yeah,
It's
well,
like a real thing.
it was Bethany Frankel. You know who she is, right? Skinny girl,
Yeah.
girl. She was
I bought that
coupling.
before, by the way. I've never
Did you
seen the
like it?
show. Yeah, it was years ago. Some mix that shit.
It was
Tequila,
tequila.
margarita,
No,
maybe
margarita, yeah.
margarita. Yeah. I don't even like those shows. And I bought it because I heard about it.
Right. Yeah, she was on the cover of Forbes because she sold the line of that particular drink, but she kept like the rights to the name and stuff so she can market other brands. It was like a smart move.
I'm not even a fan of the show. I don't watch it. I don't know anything about it. I gave that lady $25 or $30 of my money, and I don't even like her. Okay, I don't even care about her, and she has 30. She owes me $30
Yeah,
for.
it was like
But,
skinny girl all over, red, and we're talking about her now, so we shouldn't talk about
yeah.
it.
I know. But what were you gonna say? You're making a point. I'm so sorry.
That she called for like reality stars, like, oh, you know how when there was like the writer's strike and all that stuff, and like being part of the union and stuff, she basically was arguing that reality stars should have certain rights and safeguards as well because that's how they make a living. But yeah, like all of them have like segued to like spin-offs and products and this and that.
Did we talk about that a few
We may
episodes
have.
ago? We talked a little bit about I think it was Love and Blind and the lawsuits. Did we talk about that?
No. Did we?
I don't know if we did that on pod or off. Sorry
Yeah, I
guys.
can't
If we did,
remember.
we're bringing it back up. But no, with Bethany Frankel, she has the name cachet. to actually pull off a lawsuit like that. But she was saying things that were true about the hours and the shooting hours and all these kinds of things, and how like the pay disparity between like the executives and the people on the show is out of control. And I hope, oh, you didn't even finish the latest. I'm not going to say what season we're on, but you didn't finish the last one. But
Going too soon.
the last season if we're all up to date at the
The
same time,
most recent one, yeah.
the most recent one, that one, they had food all over the place.
Yes,
Just
they did.
they were like, we are not starving these people. They were like,
One guy, it
yeah.
was so bizarre. One guy was like, I was getting nervous because I wanted to eat all the taquitos before they were gone.
Oh,
And he
he
bit his
said
lip
that.
on the beach.
Oh my
You know what I'm
God,
talking
that's
about?
true. Yes,
And
before
he
they
was
were
like, yeah, I
gone.
was hoping that no one would see me shove my face with food because I wanted to get to them before everyone else could. Like, he was just making a joke because he liked taquitos, but it was actually like a real thing. But no, there was a surplus of, yeah, there was a lot of food. They were good.
I mean, the gold cups are still going to be there.
Yeah.
I like to
Because there was
believe.
accusations before that it was like all alcohol and no
Right.
food and like reinforcing or setting the stage for like.
Yeah. Every time they walked into a room, it was a buffet. I was like, all right, they're barbecuing. I was like, oh, we barbecuing? I loved it. It was a good time. Anyway, we will drop that because you didn't finish it yet.
I'm going
And
to.
by the time somebody else hears it, they're going to be on the next season and the next season. But we did mention something, so you probably know what we were talking about, which season it is. But I still have a celebrity problem. I have a grudge about it. We talked about this off pod. Maybe we don't want to talk about it. But you saw, yeah, I don't want to talk about that. It was crazy. The documentary that you saw. Do you want to get
Oh
into
yeah,
that?
you didn't even
Yeah.
watch the whole thing. I didn't even watch the whole thing.
I didn't watch any of it.
Oh, I thought you watched the first two episodes.
No.
Oh, you didn't watch any of it.
I cannot watch that.
Okay. I have to watch the last two episodes, but I saw like I think the most jaw-dropping episode. When the
It's
actual
awful.
allegation, like the person and even the people that they were interviewing beforehand were like didn't know who it was, like he hadn't come out. Up until they made the documentary, to this day, it was like sealed.
Unbelievable, unbelievable
And they
stuff.
were like, wait, they worked on our set? Like, is this person? And they're like, the producers were like, yeah. So, like, to
Wow.
my knowledge, the way they portrayed it was like, up until that episode, to this day, no one knew who made the allegations, like, of actual
Oh.
serious, like, abuse. Yeah.
I'll just say this because, yeah, we do like to keep it kind of light and just like talk about light things, but I'll just say this. And for you, especially you being a therapist and just knowing, studying cases like this and studying people's behaviors and patterns and all that kind of stuff, I feel like when children have such a trauma like that happen to them in celebrity culture, they're just open to just randomness out there. And it's sad and it's crazy. And whatever they do to cope, we shouldn't be so judgmental, you know, as a society. It's quick to be like, oh, like I was just talking about a young actress with you. It's people are so satisfied to like find a picture of like a child star who's not doing well now. Like it's almost like, oh, she's doing terrible. And I'm like, do you know why she may or may not be doing terrible? I feel as if we have like no empathy for just even if it wasn't allegations and things like that, just the gruelingness of it. I heard a thing about Zendaya. You
Oh,
know
what's
Zendaya?
going? No, I didn't hear.
No, just really quickly. And I think she's saying this, maybe trying to address something else too. She was like, I wish I had a childhood.
Oh.
And her parents quit their jobs, or you know what I mean, to full-time support her
Yeah.
career. And to put that kind of pressure on a kid is crazy to me. You are the family's brand now.
Yeah.
The pressure is crazy to me. I think it's awful to put a kid in that position to feel like, you know, they're gonna take care of the family at such a young age. So either way, I think I feel so sad for the kids who don't make it, and it's terrible. But I love Zendaya and I think she's handling it well. I guess she's like addressing it, so that's a good thing. But
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah, I
It
saw a
just makes me
picture of
sad.
her. She looked beautiful. Like, I guess she was I'm trying to think. I didn't read the article, but it was like a recent like photo, but it was like old glamour, like Hollywood glamour type. But it was
Yeah,
good.
she's gorgeous.
Yeah,
She's
she is.
gorgeous. She's gorgeous. And God bless her. But that stuff is really scary, that whole situation. But anyway, we're off of that because that is a rabbit hole. I want to say one thing. I'd like to apologize for using the word like so
No.
much. Oh, you're like, who cares? Who cares?
There's so
What?
many things I should be apologizing for. I'm
No,
sure I just can't. I don't listen to it back. If I listen
no.
to it back, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Many apologies for everything I do. I don't know what it is.
Apologies in advance. Oh my
Yes,
God, I love
apologies
it.
in advance.
Yeah, I know. I know. It's so funny. It's crazy. I listen to so many podcasts and I'm like, it's easy for people to put their foot in their mouths, during
Oh
like,
yeah, I would
just
do all the
talking.
time.
Oh my God. I don't know if we were discussing. I was talking about Neil Brennan before and his new comedy special. I really loved it. And he used the word monoculture. Was that what it was? What did I say it was?
Monocultural.
Monocultural. Yeah, that's the one. I can't say it. It's not gonna work out.
So, what's the definition? Should we give people the definition?
Yeah, if you have it on you.
Oh, you want me to look it up? I'll look it up.
Oh
Okay.
no, I thought you had it. I thought I sent
No,
it to
no,
you.
no. Oh, you did
Oh.
send it to me. Let me,
Oh
because
yeah.
we
Oh
got to get it
no.
right.
We gotta get it right because I don't want to say wrong. Oh
No,
no.
where is it?
Oh my gosh, where is it? I have the definition, but it's basically saying no, I don't want to say that.
Oh, okay. The culture is later dominated by a single shared belief, objective, or other element that defines the group. So it's almost like groupthink.
Yeah.
All right.
Groupthink. Yeah,
So how did
yeah.
you come across this from
So
he was, go ahead.
he mentioned it in an interview talking about the special he was gonna have, and I was like, oh, that's a really interesting phrase. And I think I felt like I've heard it before, but I wasn't really sure the context of what he was saying. So the question was, do you think another Chappelle show could ever exist? Right?
Yeah.
And the time and the place that we were in, and how like the vehicles that got content to us were so thin, right? And now it's a plenty, and everything you could get now is like you could find on the internet someone who's carrying that conversation, or someone who is doing that kind of sketch, or someone who's doing that, and it's not really centralized like it used to be. You know what I
Yeah.
mean?
Yeah. I just can't help. Every time you see the Chappelle show,
Yeah.
my mind goes to the making the band sketch.
Yeah.
I
Listen, I
just
got five
can't.
words.
I
Dylan.
just can't. It's so
It was
funny.
so phenomenal.
Oh,
It
so
was
funny.
so phenomenal. And I don't think people get in another 20 years, it will still be phenomenal. It's amazing. And it was like if it was like on YouTube, would we have seen it? Today. It would be so drowned out by
Right.
all the other noise. So I don't know what's going to happen to like network television, because sometimes I like, if you're like a really good reaction blogger, like you could watch a show and I will watch your reaction. I love those people to be that good. Like they're even better than the show they're reviewing. What are you kidding me? That's like amazing. This is going to keep happening. And these people have followings and they have, advertising. They make pretty good money,
Yeah. No, I think it's definitely interesting. And he went through his share of strife too and like issues because of the whole, we don't need to like, wow, we're heavy.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Sorry.
No. But you're right. Like now with all these platforms and stuff, what is going to happen to network television?
It's so interesting. I'm like, where everybody gets their news on their phone. I used to like run to the big three networks when I was a kid,
Right.
It was like anything that happened, it was like one of those, the ones you trust, but you could get the news to your phone. It's just like a whole different thing. But this go back to say there's nothing like the Chappelle Show, and there never will be.
Yes, I
Yeah.
agree. I
I wanted to
agree.
turn it all around because I was like, I'm not going to talk about networks right now. I'm like, what? But it's like crazy. It's so crazy, like how fast that happened. The whole internet exploded. It's kind of cool.
I remember the first It's so funny. Not that long ago, I was watching. Maybe my line is I say it's so funny before I actually talk about things. So I apologize for saying that a lot. On the Today Show, I don't know if we should say shows or not, but them describing like what the internet was, like when the internet first debuted, hysterical, where they're like, yes, it's, it was just such a simplistic but complicated explanation as to like what now everyone can't live without.
It's quick. The internet has like exploded so much, and there's so many things you can do, and there's so many ways to get your content out. And it's so nice. Like, I'm happy for like people who just make a full career out of starting off YouTube and making videos. It's insane to me. Like
Yeah.
Quinta Brunson from Abbott Elementary,
Oh, yeah,
like
you love that, Joe.
people doing skits, and then they get major network deals that they would have never been found before. They have enough of a following on the chat. It's so great, and you get to skip a lot of stuff, a lot of like gratuitous, not gratuitous, like a lot of like soliciting, like, oh, this, and you don't have to at this point. They came and found you, you know?
Yeah.
The whole Hollywood thing is bananas to me. That's a rabbit hole. I don't know. Documentaries and stuff, they've just been like making me sad. And I do have big plans this weekend.
No, nothing
Yeah.
major,
Nothing
nothing
major.
major, just typical weekend work. Yeah, I have to catch up on stuff. Like maybe I'll try to go out a little bit towards the end of the week, but no major outings.
Got it.
How about you? You've been going out a little
No.
bit.
Yeah, I've been. There are a lot of things that go on in the town, and I kind of like it. Yeah, this weekend I think there was like a all night street market thing situation. I want to go to that, so that looks really cool. And it's like on a rooftop somewhere, so I'm like, oh, that should be interesting. So I want to see that. Yeah, it's like cool, an outdoor vendors market kind of thing, but at night. And I was like, oh, that's hot. I want to see. So I think I want to go to that. Otherwise, I don't know. I don't have really big plans at all. I definitely want to thank you for putting this one together
Thank
and bringing
you.
us. Thank you. Thank you so much. And sparing the time, of course. I know you're like super
Always.
busy. Yeah,
Always. Always have time for the pod.
yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's not the
So,
point.
no,
The
that is
point
not the
is
point.
always have time for the pod.
So, yeah, that's not the point. I really look forward to our next meeting.
Our
Our meetup.
next rendezvous.
Yeah, do we shake hands now? I'm like, oh, our next meeting,
Yeah.
thank you. Yeah. Oh, fist bump. That's cute. I prefer that. All right, girl. So, yeah, we'll catch up, and then from next time we'll discuss something that I don't think you want to talk about.
No. We will. Nothing is
We
off limits.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a safe space.
Safespace.com.
Safe space.
Okay. So yeah, so many things happening as of late. Anyway, I will definitely talk to you soon.
Yes.
And namaste.
Namaste. All right, so you sign us out, sign us off.
Hey,
Hey.
goodbye, folks.
That's all.